Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alvina, it's me. I've just discovered the most amazing thing. It's called Shaker and Spoon, and it's a subscription cocktail service. I can learn how to make handcrafted cocktails right here at the office. From now on, our Scrabble nights will be even more fun. Every box comes with enough ingredients to make three different cocktail recipes, developed by world-class mixologists. All I need to do is buy one bottle of that month's spirit, and I have all I need to make 12 drinks at home. That's 7 for me and 5 for you. And it's just $40 to $50 per month, plus the cost of the bottle. That is much cheaper than Veuve Clicquot. Unless we get Joey and Salvatore to raid a van again, of course. Oh, and you can skip or cancel boxes any time. My first Shaker and Spoon box just arrived. What do you say we start our Scrabble session a bit early? I'm already shaking. P.S. Alvina, if you want your own set, you can get $20 off your first box at shakerandspoon.com/Amelia.
Do you also want your Scrabble nights to be even more fun? Well, as an Amelia listener, you can simply visit shakerandspoon.com/Amelia and you will get $20 off any length subscription. The discount will automatically be applied when you check out. Host your first Amelia listening party or give a subscription to Shaker and Spoon as a gift to a friend or family member. Once more, that's shakerandspoon.com/Amelia.
Congratulations. You've reached the Amelia Project. This phone call isn't happening. If you're not serious about this, hang up. Now, if you continue, there's no way back. Good choice. A new life awaits. You'll hear back from us within the hour. If you don't hear back, please consider the whole thing a hoax. Leave your message after the beep.
Hi,
it's Tara
and Lily.
You'll have seen the mugshots.
Didn't get me from my good side.
Did my hair in a bun for the next break. Hey. Anyway, those friggin' mugshots are everywhere.
Yeah, we can't even pop to Sainsbury's to get tea, and we're out of tea.
We have to disappear.
Fast.
We can't stay hiding here forever.
Call us.
Project by Philip Thorne and Øystein Braga, with music and sound design by Frederick Baden. Episode 11, Season 1 Finale, Tara and Lily.
Your tea.
Oh, I'm done for a cup, right, Tom?
Thanks.
I hope you found us okay. My new smartphone is playing up. Did you get my text messages?
Take the 4:20 a.m. from Paddington and bring matches, a compass, carabiner hooks and Maltesers.
Why Maltesers?
Mm. You wanted to turn back, didn't you, Lily? Mm. She thought it was a hoax.
Yeah, I mean, trekking across Bobbin Moor was okay.
Abseiling down Cheddar Gorge.
Oh,
for me, though, it was rafting down St Nectan's Quay.
Yeah, we got drenched.
And gliding down Beacon Hill was fun, though.
But why?
Oh, we have to take precautions.
Precautions.
Look, first you send us hitchhiking, cliff jumping and snorkelling around Cornwall.
And then you make us come all the way back to London using nothing but local bus routes.
Well, this way we can be sure you weren't followed.
What? Well, couldn't you have made us drive the wrong direction down a one-way street?
That's a very good point, and I'll bear it in mind for next time. Now, do you have those Maltesers?
Well, they're for you?
No way.
Oh.
You mean we risked showing our faces at a Costco's just to get you Maltesers?
Well, I don't get out much, and the corner shop here doesn't stock them.
Oh, unbelievable.
I know, I've been telling them for years.
You owe us £2.50.
What? Come on. I'm sure you didn't pay for them.
Excuse me?
I mean, given your profession...
Are you suggesting we stole them?
Is that really so ridiculous?
We would never steal Maltesers from Coscutters.
It's against the rules.
Whereas breaking into Buckingham Palace...
Buckingham Palace is fair game.
What rules are these?
The looter's law.
We always obey the looter's law.
It says something about Maltesers?
Don't be silly.
Maltesers are fair game.
But you just said you would never...
steal a pack of Maltesers from Costcutters.
Correct.
It says something about Costcutters.
Oh, don't be silly.
Costcutters is fair game.
Oh, I'm confused.
Look, if Costcutters was protected by an alliance of the Navy SEALs, a French Legion and the North Korean Army, right, there'd be no keeping us out.
If it was about stealing a pack of Maltesers from the Oval Office, well, we'd be on that like tie-dye on a hippie.
Yeah, but nicking Maltesers from a Costcutters is just... It's just so...
uninspiring.
Yes, it's been done to death, you know.
Where's the challenge?
So let me get this straight. You won't commit a crime unless it's insanely difficult.
First rule of the looter's law.
Shall I tell him, Tar?
Go on.
Did you hear about the Washington Zurich heist?
No. That was you.
Tara broke into the Bank of America's vaults and took $80 million.
Lily broke into Zurich Cantonal Bank's vaults and took the same amount in Swiss francs.
Oh, wow!
So far, so pedestrian. Mm.
Bank robberies are a cliché.
But we gave it a twist.
Yes.
I break into Zurich Cantonal Bank and put the dollars there.
I break into Bank of America and put the Swiss francs there.
We made the bounty switch places.
Wait. You had 160 million and you didn't keep a single penny.
Second rule of the looter's law. We must make no financial gain.
No financial gain.
The looter's law. You came up with this.
Yeah.
It's all about reclaiming the act of burglary and subverting criminal clichés.
Yeah, the bank heist was our masterpiece.
It doesn't get any more difficult than that.
Breaking into two high-security vaults.
Crossing borders with 80 million stashed in our pockets.
Breaking back into the vaults 2 days later. At a moment, the banks were doubling up on security.
We pulled it off, and all entirely untainted by financial gain.
It was the culmination of all our thinking.
Bank heists are the pinnacle of a burglar's career.
A burglar's hamlet. Mm.
You know, we really have a lot in common.
Well, you've robbed the bank?
No.
You've played Hamlet?
I've played the Gravedigger.
I'm sure you stole the show.
A pickaxe and a spade, four in a shrouding sheet. Oh, a pit of clay for to be made, for such a guest is me.
Yeah. What do we have in common?
We're motivated by the same thing.
Maltesers?
Challenges. Do you really want to know why we sent you to Land's End and back?
Yeah.
To test your commitment. It's how we separate the wheat from the chaff. We only take on clients that fulfill our strict criteria of eccentricity and determination. We only take on clients with an interesting story to tell. If a case doesn't inspire us, we don't accept it. We collect stories. We collect challenges. That's what Amelia is about. If a case doesn't inspire us, we don't accept it. We collect stories. We collect challenges. That's what Amelia is about.
Bullshit.
You think?
They're in this for more than just kicks.
I don't know. He's an odd fellow.
Their list of clients?
Yes.
Stage, TV and film stars, bankers, millionaires.
What are you saying?
I can pay. So they're in it for the money.
Or influence. They have stories on people everywhere.
Stories. What do you suppose they do with these stories?
I don't know. Yet. But information is power.
They do have information on a lot of people.
They've even had a client from our own ranks.
Nathaniel Bloody McBride. Do you think this disappearing thing might be just a facade?
I think Amelia has a lot of secrets. Now, we need to dig deeper. Find out as much as we can.
So, on with the tape.
Play.
In order to inspire us, it has to be something special. We don't do boring. Like you, don't do petty crime.
Oh, we don't want to seem like we're dissing petty crime.
No, no way. I mean, we R-E-S-P-E-C-T our roots, right on.
Yeah, you have to master the basics before you can subvert them.
Yeah, I mean, we've done our fair share of shoplifting. Carjacking. Yeah, back alley mugging. Yeah, yeah.
It's just that we've moved beyond that now. We are trying something new.
I must say I'm relieved.
Oh?
I was a little scared of inviting the world's most brilliant burglars into my office.
What? You're not scared of us.
We must be doing something wrong, Lily.
What's in that safe?
I'm not telling you.
Cracking it would be a piece of piss.
I'm sure it would. But it would also be against the looter's law. Much too simple.
You're right.
What if we managed to do it under your nose?
Daylight burglaries is one of our specialities.
Yeah. Do you know, we emptied the Tesco Superstore in Folkestone during opening hours while it was busy with shoppers.
We drove down Fitzjohn's Avenue with a removal lorry, clearing out all the villas.
Yeah, we burgled most of Kensington at midday, shouting through megaphones and wearing fluorescent vests.
We stole an elephant from London Zoo right under the noses of 100 school children.
What about Buckingham Palace? Tell me about that.
It really wasn't going to be a big deal.
It was just something to clear the mind.
Yeah, just a bit of fun. Look, after the bank heist, we needed to blow off some steam, so we decided to break into Buckingham Palace and nick the Queen's toothbrush.
Yeah.
And that's when these pictures were taken.
Oh, my bum looks big in those jeans.
Not at bedtime.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
How did it happen?
We climbed over the wall.
Put on our red tunics and bearskin hats.
Joined the changing of the guards.
Smuck off into a side entrance.
Dumped the uniforms in a vault.
Deactivated the alarm.
Fed the guard dogs tranquilizers and located the Queen's bathroom.
She has a pastel green toothbrush with medium strength bristles.
Yeah. Then we slid down a drain pipe.
Legged it through the gardens.
Crawled through barbed wire fencing.
Clambered the wall. And
jumped straight into a Japanese tourist photo.
Next thing I know, my fat bum's all over Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, and this morning, we're all over the newspapers.
Yes, you've become quite the stars.
Everyone's so surprised.
Yeah, they always think of burglars as being men, eh?
You know what? Ridley Scott is trying to reach us.
Oh, yeah, he wants to use our story.
Well, it would make a great movie. Tara and Lily. Ooh, like Thelma and Louise.
We can't go to prison.
Oh, I mean, our careers can't end in cliche like that.
It goes against everything we've been trying to achieve.
How do you see your futures?
Retiring to a rambling mansion on the coast of Argentina.
Yeah, cocktails and croissants for breakfast.
Lobster for lunch.
Oh, foie gras and truffles for dinner.
Your new life will be expensive.
Yeah, I also want a swimming pool, a tennis court, a gym and a jacuzzi.
You're going to need a steady stream of income.
And we don't want to work.
No.
Well, I can't let you continue a criminal career. Too risky. You're going to have to lie low for a while.
If that means staying in our mansion all day, I also want a home cinema.
Here's how you can afford it. They'll make that movie and it'll be a huge hit. You can live off the royalties.
But what if it's not a hit?
Our challenge is to make sure that it is. Your story's got all the right ingredients. Suspense, comedy, camaraderie. It's a great star vehicle. But there's one thing missing.
What's that?
A good ending.
Oh, yeah, being caught in a Japanese tourist selfie clutching a toothbrush is not very glamorous, is it?
So, we need to give you a really dramatic finale.
Oh, something spectacular.
Something iconic.
How about the end of Thelma and Louise?
Cool!
Here's how this will work. You're going to call Ridley. Ask him to meet you at Little Bo's Cafe at Senen Cove. You sell him your story. Our lawyer will handle your rights. He can drive a hard bargain and he'll continue to represent you even after you're presumed dead. While you're in the meeting, we'll tip off the police as to your whereabouts. As soon as they show up, you get into your car. We'll get you a really nice powder blue Ferrari.
Nice.
You speed recklessly down twisty coastal lanes with the police in hot pursuit. When the cliffs at Land's End come into view, you just keep going. The Ferrari hitting the sea will look magnificent.
We won't get hurt.
Don't worry. Extracting clients from speeding vehicles is one of our specialities.
Our death is going to be so cool.
So cool. It will have echoes of both Thelma and Louise and Rebel Without a Cause. It's going to be very cinematic.
Hell yeah!
Now, what about payment?
You keep a share of the royalties, of course.
No.
No?
No. I had something else in mind.
Oh?
One final break-in. One final challenge.
We can't. Everybody's looking for us. I mean,
that's why it's a challenge.
What do you want?
Can you get into Westminster?
I don't see why not.
We want to get our number into the hands of the right people. We've got more celebrities than we can handle. We've got scientists covered. We've got an interesting sideline in religious leaders. But we haven't had an interesting political case since Harold Holt.
So what can we get for you?
Files, contact lists, minutes of meetings, anything that gives us an insight.
What do you think, Lily?
Sounds fair.
We could even throw in a pack of Maltesers.
Deal! Oh, this calls for champagne.
Champagne?
Hold your ears.
Oh, delicious.
Oh, do you know, I want a water cooler of this stuff in our mansion.
Ladies, a toast. To your retirement.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah, you got what you asked for.
That info should keep you going for a bit.
Yeah, our box is full.
Time for you to keep your part of the bargain.
What's inside? Tapes?
The safe was full of them.
Do you mind if I smoke?
Go for it. Do you mind if I blow bubbles?
How quickly can this be done? I don't have much time. I leave planet Earth tonight. I'm being launched to Antithon in 10 hours.
We'll get Kozlovsky to replace your liver, your kidneys, your heart, your lungs, your intestines, your pancreas, your blood, your facial tissue, your ligaments. Replace everything with synthetic parts.
He can do that?
You've done well.
So, now we get to walk through, yeah?
Yes, you're free. Wait, what else can you tell me?
You can just listen to the tape, it's all there.
Yeah.
You got the tape of your own interview too?
We nicked a dictaphone, yes.
I'm not telling you.
Cracking it would be a piece of piss.
I'm sure it would. But it would also be against the looter's law. Much too simple.
You're right. What if we managed to do it under your nose? Daylight burglaries is one of our specialities.
You're good. It's a shame to let you go, really. You've been very useful. The official line will be that you're serving a sentence at Askham Grange.
Of course.
Oh, and I should warn you. Any funny business, and it's prison for real. We'll be keeping an eye on you.
Right.
I guess it goes without saying, but not a word about Amelia. To anyone.
Our lips are sealed.
Come on, Tara. Let's get out of here.
You won't tell anyone about this, right? I mean, this is confidential.
Strictly between you, me, and the Coco.
Are you making notes? I don't want you to forget anything.
The session is being recorded.
Why?
We keep an archive of all our clients.
As long as it's under wraps.
Of course.
I mean, this isn't being recorded or anything, is it?
No.
So, MI5 doesn't know you're here?
And mustn't find out.
But I thought you just said...
Hell, you know, the theme park.
Sorry, I don't have kids.
You're joking.
It's not that unusual.
I'm Bob! Love it! Oh, well, take a seat, Bob. How do you do?
I'm fine, thanks.
Wow! You are super intelligent.
Yes. I am now a spicy meatball, but my maker does not like spicy meatballs, if you catch my drift.
I think so.
Cole, it's Haynes. Once you get this message, come to my office right away. I've got something you need to listen to. This is big. Call me.
For the love of God, call me.
Call me.
Call me.
Please, 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 call me back.
Call me.
Get back to me, please. Quick, help.
We can't stay hiding here forever.
Call us.
The Amelia Project is produced by Imploding Fictions in association with Open House Theatre Vienna. This episode featured Alan Bergen as the interviewer, Fiona Thrale as Tara, Sarah Golding as Lily, Benjamin Noble as Agent Haynes, Torgny G. Ondiro as Agent Cole, and Julia Morizawa on the answer phone. It was written and edited by Philip Thorne and directed by Philip Thorne and Øystein Braga. Music and sound design by Frederick Baden. Graphic design by Anders Pedersen. Production coordination by Julia C. Thorne. Thank you so much for listening to Season 1 of The Amelia Project. Thank you to those of you who've recommended the show to others, left a review on iTunes, got in touch via Twitter or Facebook, and shared your fan art with us. Your enthusiasm is what keeps us going. A massive thank you to our wonderful, wonderful patrons. We'll be posting some updates for you in between seasons, so do keep checking the Patreon feed. Your support makes all this possible. Thank you, merci, tusen tak, dankeschön, and we hope to see you back as soon as possible for Season 2.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.